أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قلنا ادخلوا هذه القرية فكلوا منها حيث شئتم رغدا وادخلوا الباب سجدا وقولوا حطة نغفر لكم خطاياكم وسنزيد المحسنين. We explained yesterday the background of this ayat. Hafiz Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi writes that this was when, after spending 40 years in the Maidan-e-Tir, the open space where Allah kept the Bani Israel as a punishment, and then after that, now under the leadership of Yusha bin Nun, they were told to enter Baytul Muqaddas, that is the blessed land of Jerusalem, which includes all this very lush lands, which are very, very fertile in every way. Now Allah Ta'ala had forgiven them again and told them to enter this place as conquerors, and Allah Ta'ala had prepared, and there Allah gave them all the wonderful enjoyments and ni'mat of that land, and also the adab and etiquette of how to enter. Allah Ta'ala explained that also. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا ادْخُلُوا هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةَ, اور جب ہم نے کہا داخل ہو اس شہر میں. And remember that time also the great favors of Allah Ta'ala upon the Bani Israel at that time, when we told them enter now as conquerors into the city, that is the city of Jerusalem, and all the surrounding places which are very, very blessed. And till today these places are very, very blessed and lot of barakat. Outward dunya's barakat, very fertile land, and the best of things grow there. And also it was the markaz of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. Great, great Anbiya all came into these places, and great aspects of deen were alive there. And till very recent times, these very same places, Damascus, etc., were the centers of great, great learning. Shaitan, what is ally, has plundered these places, and the very, very sad things which are happening in Syria now, with all these great, great people, it is for us to make dua and to take a lesson that we should not disobey Allah Ta'ala. When entering there, Allah Ta'ala told them, فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمْ رَغَدًا, اور کھاتے پھیرو اس میں جہاں چاہو فراغت سے. Allah said, now enter there and eat from wherever you wish to there. We have given you halal and tayyiba, the most enjoyable of foods, the most healthy of foods, olives, etc., dates, etc., pomegranates, etc., the most healthiest of foods also we have given you. Eat from wherever you want to, how much you want to, and eat with enjoyment. Different interpretations Mufassirin have given of Raghada, which include all this. In other words, we have given you now a life of great enjoyment in this dunya also, and as far as your deen is concerned, your real life, وَدْخُلُ الْبَابَ سُجَّدَا, اور داخل ہو دروازے میں سجدہ کرتے ہوئے. And enter, when you enter the cities, the doors of the cities, the gates of the cities, then in the form of sajda, that is with great humbleness and with great humility, turn to Allah Ta'ala. And that was the physical, the bodily shukr to Allah Ta'ala that you have given us to us, and we enter it now with this great humility. As explained how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he conquered Makkah Mukarramah, also with great, great humility he entered. Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and plenty, plenty other instances in the Islamic history, when the conquerors entered the place, they entered with great humility and turning to Allah Ta'ala. So that was the physical shukr to Allah Ta'ala. وَقُولُوا حِطَّةٌ, or kaho, or kehte jao, bakhsh de, or to maaf kar dijiye. And as you enter, also say all the time, oh Allah, forgive us. Oh Allah, forgive all our sins. That was the verbal shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Physically it was that they enter in the form of sajda, and verbally that they ask for forgiveness. And between the two, the sum total of it is that in the condition of the heart of humility and humbleness in front of Allah Ta'ala. And this is what Allah Ta'ala loves. This was when they conquered that land. And besides that, anything else, any ni'mat Allah gives us, we should always also make sajda, that is make namaz, shukr to Allah Ta'ala. We should ask for forgiveness, that I don't deserve this ni'mat at all whatsoever. It is only your mercy and your kindness that you have given it to me. If we do that, Allah becomes extremely pleased with that person. Allah says, نَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ خَطَايَاكُمْ تو معاف کر دیں گے ہم تمہاری قصور. We will forgive you your gunas in this condition. And what serious gunas they had committed. But Allah's mercy knows no limits whatsoever. Therefore, a person should never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. From here also, we should try that whenever we enjoy any ni'mat of Allah, which we are enjoying all the time, like for example, our plate of food comes in front of us. In our hearts, as we are eating, think, Ya Allah, this is only from you. I don't deserve it at all. That plate of food perhaps has got mutton, chicken in it, various types of vegetables, how many types of masalas on different farms. This all was people worked for it. Different people worked for in the transportation. How many people worked? Then here, right in front of us, in most cases, our wives prepared that food. We should make shukr to Allah first, and to all those who were the means for that ni'mat coming to us. When we are donning our clothes also, when we sit in our vehicle and drive also, we should think of this ni'mat of Allah. And then secondly, we should also make dua for all those people who were the means of us enjoying this ni'mat now. Thirdly, we should make dua at least for all those people who haven't got this. Those forget a plate of food, they haven't got one morsel of food also. Those people, we are dressed according to the occasion. It's hot, we are wearing light clothes. It's cold, we are wearing warm clothes. How many people got no clothes whatsoever? So we should make dua for all those people. If we can, and we should, how much we can, help them out physically also, in kind also. And fourthly, we should also make this dua that, Ya Allah, it must not be that I'm just enjoying this ni'mat here and I'll be deprived of it in the akhirat. There are many, many people, Allah says in the Quran, that all the good you did, we gave you the returns of it in dunya. Now in akhirah, there is nothing for you but a pain, a humiliating punishment now for you. Allah save us from that. That Allah gives us here also and He gives us there also. That is the shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala says, if that condition is there, we will forgive you your gunas. Allah is ever forgiving. Allah loves to forgive. When we forgive one another, Allah loves that also very greatly. So we should beg of the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah says, وَسَنَزِيدُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ اور زیادہ بھی دیں گے نیکی والوں کو. And we will give even more to those people who are muhsineen. Yad mufassireen write that it refers to those who will make the amal with ikhlas. And to the level of ikhlas, to that level Allah will give even more and more. So what a beautiful prescription in this incident of the Bani Israel. What great lessons for us, for our deen, for our dunya, for our akhirat. May Allah let us understand it and let it come into our lives, and let us enjoy this great ni'mat of Allah, which Allah is showering down in thunderstorms to us in the Quran Sharif. May Allah give us tawfiq to make amal. Subhanallah.